Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Carl. This Mass is being offered for Ben, Bert, and Joe Brzezinski.
Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Well, welcome those of us who are viewing us from home. I also want to welcome any refugees from St. Martha. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your church. The church is fine. They're going through some water stuff. Anyways. We are all here around one table to offer our one sacrifice to enter into these mysteries of salvation. Let us take a moment now as we call to mind our sin, as we ask for God's mercy. I confess to Almighty God. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen, amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that passed in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord, my God, you have made me, your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you, there will come no one to equal you. The word of the Lord.
St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from a storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The first reading reminds me of clickbait. All Solomon had to do was pray for wisdom, and he got wisdom. Sweet. That's all we got to do. Give me wisdom, and I won't be the wisest. God said Solomon was the wisest, but second wisest. That'd be cool. That'd be nice. Doesn't work that way. It's not how God works. He's not clickbait. He's not a vending machine. I can't just put in the prayer I want, get the output I want. It's about sharing in God's work, his providence, his plan. Solomon already had some wisdom. God built upon something. Because it takes wisdom to pray for wisdom, don't you think? Not to get caught up in whatever the fear is. And there was the real grace for Solomon. Not to get caught up in the drama. The drama did not distract him from his mission. He could have been lost in, I need absolute power. I'm afraid of these people. I want money to have enough to do whatever I want to do. Or he could have forgotten the mission entirely and prayed for just himself. I want to be awesome. But he didn't. Remember the mission. Okay, God, there's a lot of people here, and these are your people. I need what I need to rule them really well. Because he knew what his mission was to serve them, to lead them. And so, by God's grace, he asked for the right thing, wisdom. But wisdom isn't always the thing to ask for, is it? Sometimes, God says, "You got plenty of wisdom, I need to give you discernment to know what really is my will, to sift through things." Or maybe, "Yeah, you've got enough wisdom, I need to give you love, because you're mean." Right? He knows our hearts. Sometimes we're selfish. "I need to give you more charity. I'm praying for the conversion of my children." "Yeah, that's good. I need to love them first." "Oh, Lord, I want to love them, but when they're Christians." We know that's silly. "Lord, what do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to pray for? Give me that." There is a great prayer. "Lord, show me what I'm supposed to pray for. What do you want me to long for, that your will can be accomplished? I need to give you patience." None of us like that one, right? We want the answer now. Give me the grace now. Patience. Oh, Lord, give me patience. Help me to wait as long as it takes, but in faith and in hope and in love. And in this great time, you're going to do great things. So it's knowing what to pray for. That's part of it. But the first part is knowing what the mission is. What am I here for, Lord? What's the purpose? What's the purpose? What's the grace? And so we get to our gospel. The kingdom of heaven, it gives us three different images for what the kingdom of heaven is like. There's the big mission. To remember a part of the kingdom of heaven, a part of what this new life God is giving us. And so learning how to share in that kingdom is important. And the first two are about finding something. And then, what am I willing to do to protect that thing? So sometimes we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, talking about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord in Scripture is not about, I'm afraid of God, though he's pretty awesome, and that would be natural and kind of okay. The fear of the Lord is about protecting what I've encountered with God. So for example, think about your vocation. Say you're married. What are things you do and don't do to protect that vocation? What are conversations you have and don't have to protect that vocation? Where are places you go and don't go to protect that vocation? There are things we do to protect that vocation. Married, single even. As a single person, there are places I go and don't go to protect this vocation. Same thing with fear of the Lord, but it's about our relationship with God. What are things I do and don't do to protect this relationship I have with God? What are things I say and don't say to protect my relationship with God so that I can grow it and foster it? And so when I see this relationship with God, I need to see it for what it really is. The greatest treasure ever. The greatest gift ever. And so, Lord, vis-a-vis this relationship, this treasure, what do you want me to pray for? How do you want me to protect it on my end? What do you want to do to grow and protect this, that it gives the life it's meant to give? Because the other interpretation of those two images of the kingdom of heaven is the opposite. God sees us as that great treasure, and he sells everything he has, his whole life, to buy us. He gives everything to win us to his side. Pearl of great price, same thing. He sees us and says, you are so valuable, I'm going to give everything to buy you. That's what God's end of protecting this relationship looks like. He knew us before we were born and said, that person is worth dying for. I'm going to die for them that they can become mine. I'm going to die for them that they can know how precious they are. I'm going to die for them that they can belong to me and we can be together forever. That's how precious we are to God. Is God that precious to us? That's our question. Regularly, daily, moment to moment. Not in a guilt way. We can do a guilt trip like that. That doesn't get us very far, though. But we can do it in terms of longing and aspiration. Whew, God, are you worth dying for on my end? God, are you worth dying for on my end? Do I value this relationship that much? Do I trust this relationship that much? And it's okay to say, no, I don't. As long as we follow it up with, but I'd like it to be. God, I invite you into all the ways I don't want to die for you. I like watching TV when I should be praying. I want to eat chocolate more than I should. I personally want to eat a lot of cookies. A lot of cookies. But I know they're not good for me, and they're not good for this relationship, and so I gotta stop. I gotta stop. Now, it may sound like a silly thing, but honestly, lots of little things build up to bigger things. Lots of little deaths build up to bigger deaths. And lots of little protections on my vocation build up to protecting it entirely. And so all the ways, Lord, I don't want to die, I invite you into. I invite you into. And that goes back to Solomon's prayer. Solomon knew he needed wisdom. Lord, show me what I need that can share life with you. Show me what I need that we can be together forever. And then don't be afraid to pray that prayer, whatever it is. Maybe it's big, maybe it's little. And it might change week to week, year to year, even day to day sometimes. Lord, show me what I need that we can share life with one another. Let's continue to seek the Lord. Remember our mission to be with God, to bring others with God. Let us ask him for what it is that we need to fulfill that mission. Let us turn our hearts to the Lord.
We profess our common faith. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial of the Father.
Courage to present our needs to our loving Father.
For the Church, through its peoples and ministries, may she always give a warm welcome to all who come seeking the truth. Let us pray to the Lord. For all nations, may they be attentive to the needs of the poorest in their midst. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer injustice or oppression, may God grant them courage to persevere. Let us pray to the Lord. For this faith community, may God's dwelling among us strengthen us to bring his love and compassion to our world. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are ill or injured, that the spirit of healing may restore them to health, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, may God welcome them into the heavenly banquet, especially Bonnie Lee, Jane Price, Helen Fortino, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, God of mercy and goodness, hear the hearts of your family. We ask each need in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering, canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing him of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
And earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes.
comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thomas Aquinas, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give credit minutes to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom bestow on the world all that is good. through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver
us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord.
As we begin our communion celebration, please join us in singing number 925, All Who Hunger. Again, that's number 925. Continue communion. Please join us in singing number 941, Eat This Bread. Again, that's 941.
Never be hungry.
trust in him and you will not thirst. Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread.
Consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.